Okay, I'm going to rule that motion out of order because the parts that are consistent with the bylaws are already contained in our bylaws, Article 3, Section 1, Part B, and the features of it that are beyond that, I think, which have to do with the uniformity, are beyond the scope of this board's authority thing. The section on staff members indicates that I don't see. Bob, can you remind me what the uniformity need not be the case? I don't see anything in here now that I'm reading it that does indicate that uniformity cannot be a requirement.
Okay, if you just give me 1 minute, I will pull up the bylaws and I'll answer your question. But it absolutely does not require uniformity. But
well,
give me 1 minute.
Well, it doesn't require uniformity, but it doesn't preclude our imposing uniformity, does it?
No. Just give me a minute. I'll quote you the exact word.
This is LaVarne.
Go on. Someone else, yeah?
Yeah, I haven't. This is LaVarne,
Matthew. Yeah, I want to get this resolved because
trying to resolve, too.
I have the wording now.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. This is from Article 3, Section 1, Members Defined, Subsection B, Staff Members. Staff members shall be, number one, any non-management, full-time or part-time paid employee of a foundation radio station, or two, any member of a foundation radio station, unpaid staff organization, or unpaid staff collective bargaining unit, which has been recognized by station management. And then it goes on to the other stations, or if the station has neither such organization or bargaining unit, then any volunteer or unpaid staff member of a foundation radio station who has worked for said radio station at least 30 hours in the preceding 3 months, et cetera. So the key is that if there is an unpaid staff organization which is recognized by station management, then it's any member, which means member as that organization defines it by its rules.
Mr. Chairman, one information.
Since I'm not clear on this, I'm just going to rule that motion is in order. And if it gets a second and prevails, we can go with the questions later. So is there a second to Sarv's motion? Okay, hearing no second, it dies for lack of a second. We're out of time. We're going to go to a vote now.
I was on mute, and I would second that.
Okay, you're going to second that?
Yeah.
Okay, time, and we're going to have to go to a vote.
Point of information, please, Mr. Chair. I thought that I heard you had ruled that Cyrus motion that was out of order for the reason of it's beyond our scope.
Right, and after looking at the bylaws and hearing the argument, I don't agree that it is beyond our scope. And so I'm going to allow it. If the board votes for it and there's a challenge to it based on it being in contradiction with bylaws, we'll deal with it at that point. But we're at time, so I'm going to go to vote right now.
David, David, but can we just read it again?
Okay, yeah. Will you read the amendment again, Sarf?
I leave Bob's motion intact, but with the proviso that the KPFA unpaid staff organization's membership rules be brought into equivalence with the unpaid staff membership rules in place at other Pacifica stations that
I need a timeline. It has to happen by when? Are you intending that the union will not be recognized until that happens, or that they have to subsequently?
I don't understand.
Well, your motion says you leave Bob's motion intact, but the motion would require that their rules be brought into conformity with those of others.
That KPFA rules. KPFA rules.
Does that conformity have to precede the recognition, or is it something that happens, in the fullness of time?
It happens after we pass this.
Well, as the second of the motion, I would suggest that, as Sarv just said, that it be immediately.
Right.
And I would think that this kind of change could be done immediately.
Yes,
it's just
okay.
A policy change.
can I continue on with the reading?
Excuse me.
Yes, please read. Please do.
I'll read.
Sorry to interrupt.
With the proviso that the KPFA unpaid staff organization's membership rules be brought into equivalence with the unpaid staff membership rules in place at other Pacifica stations that qualify as members, unpaid staff must work the equivalent of 30 hours in a period of 3 months, which work has been performed under the supervision of station management.
Point of order.
Yes, Bob?
Mm-hmm. This amendment is out of order for at least two grounds. First of all, as I read, it's absolutely an amendment to the bylaws. The bylaws are extremely clear that any unpaid staff organization which has been recognized can define its own terms of membership. So if Sarp wants to achieve this, he can move to amend the bylaws, but that absolutely can't be voted on tonight. There's a long process to do that. The second point is that it's internally contradictory because it talks about bringing it into conformity with the definition of 30 hours in 3 months, which is only the definition for the three stations that currently, at least, that don't have an unpaid staff organization. There's another station, WBAI, that does have a recognized organization that has a slightly different definition. So on both grounds, this amendment is out of order.
Okay. It's not well taken. I believe that the part of the bylaws that say it has to be recognized by management mean that if we pass this resolution, recognition by management would be contingent on meeting that additional standard, and I don't see anything in the bylaws that preclude it. I want to go to a vote, and I would be willing to subsequently. Yes. What's your point of order?
You are talking about.
Time.
We are trying to make a bylaws amendment, and we're talking about. I think
amendment.
This is.
No. I don't. That point is not well taken.
In the last 2 minutes, to simply say whether you think this and then Bob and some others think a different way as to what the bylaws, it isn't clear in the bylaws. How can we make a vote like this?
Mary, I hear your point of order. It's not well taken, okay? We're going to a vote. Will you please call the vote?
Point of information, please.
Yes.
But I'm not clear because I thought I had two different points of view. And I wasn't clear about the answer when you asked if this would be something that could happen after the amendment passed, or if it would have to happen do you understand what I'm saying? If this could be something that would happen, you know, after the amendment passed, saying manager would recognize, or start saying it needs to happen in order for a member to
My interpretation is that the stipulations that occur immediately means that effectively they would have to do that immediately and then be recognized. Will you call the roll, please, Mary? This is on the amendment.
You, point of information, you're saying immediately? I don't know what... Can we understand what
Mary,
that means?
Mary, call the roll.
Point of order.
That included that it's supposed to be immediate? This is on Sarr's amendment, right?
Point of order?
Yes, Bob.
I have the right, any member has the right to ask the body to overturn the ruling of the chair, and that always happens before.
You've waived that, Bob. Come on, now. This is the reason why we have problems. You've made your argument
Bob,
in the way of a point. Let's have a vote.
Yeah, Bob, if the body were going to overrule me, then you have the votes to defeat this. Can we just do a vote? Please? If you have the votes to oppose the ruling of the chair, Bob, you have the votes to defeat the motion.
Okay, I'm not going to pursue this at this moment.
Thank you very much. Call the roll, Mary.
On Sarv's amendment, is correct?
Yes.
All right, Mary Berg votes no. Evelyn Bethune? Lydia Brazon?
No.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Pass.
Chandra Halpern?
No.
Ray LaForest?
No.
Bob Lederer?
No.
Margaret Prescott? I don't know if Margaret...
Pass.
Pass, okay. I will come back to you. Thank you. Sarv Randhawa?
Yes.
Sandra Rawline?
Jane.
Okay, thank you. Bertil Reimers, are you present? Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Rip Robbins?
Yes.
Thomas Ruffin?
Abstain.
Wendy Schrell?
This was my amendment, but I didn't word it that way. I abstain, too.
Yes, essentially, sort of.
Abstain. Mine was out of order. This one isn't.
Yeah, you're abstaining. Okay. Lori Taguma? Don White? LaVarne Williams?
Excuse me, wait a minute. Let me just make sure I'm voting the right way. A yes vote means that you're voting for SARS amendment?
That's correct.
No. No.
No. Okay, I have that. Michael Wilson?
I'll vote for it, yes.
You are voting yes. Okay. Chandra Hauptmann?
I voted against.
I'm sorry, it was Lisa Davis. Sorry.
I'll vote no.
Okay. And Margaret Prescott?
Abstain.
Okay. Is there anyone else who has wanted to vote and did not? Evelyn Bethune? Okay. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yes. And 1, 2, 3, abstains.
Fail. Let's move on.
So,
okay, the amendment fails. Now we're going to the motion.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
We're working for who?
Will you call the roll, ma'am? Bob Letterer's motion. Instructing the ED to instruct the interim general manager to recognize the union.
Okay. Michael Woodson?
Yeah, she should recognize the union.
Okay. LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
Don White? Okay. Wendy Schrell?
Yes.
Thomas Ruffin?
Abstain.
Rip Robbins?
Abstain.
Rob Robinson? Downtown One?
Rob votes yes.
Okay, thank you. Sandra Rawline. Sandra Rawline, I'll come back to you.
Same.
Oh, okay, thank you. Sarv Randhawa.
I abstain on that.
You abstain, okay. Margaret Prescott. Downtown One. Okay, Bob Letterer.
Yes.
Ray LaForest?
Yes.
Chandra Hauptmann?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Lydia Brazan?
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune? Okay, Mary Berg votes yes. Is there anyone else who wanted to vote who has not had a chance?
Yeah, Margaret.
Margaret, okay.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. If anybody else was on mute, who, let's see, Evelyn Bethune? Don White? Okay. So I guess that's all that we have. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4 abstains, and there's no noes. So it passes.
Okay, we are now at time. We have actually made it exactly. The orders of the day call for us to adjourn to executive session. I'd like to take a 10-minute break and reconvene in at 10 minutes past the hour on the executive session line.
Mr. Chair, before we adjourn the public session, did we set our meeting date for December, and do we have to do that in public session?
No, we don't. The executive session has to be primarily about confidential legal matters. We can do that then, or you can assign it to me to poll the board. So
okay,
we don't have
thank
to
you.
Do a public session. Thank mm-hmm. you. The meeting is adjourned. I'll see you in 10 minutes on the executive session line. The
okay.
purpose of the executive session will be to deal with confidential legal financial personnel matters.